morning. Welcome in. It's time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. How are things today?
Hey, they're moving right along, Mike. How about with you?
Doing okay, as we are going to be focusing on a topic for today that involves perspective, something that probably don't talk about all that much. Where are we going with today's show?
Well, you know what? I'm going to talk. I really wanted a catchy title, and I couldn't think of one. We're talking about data. You know, data is quoted all the time, and I think sometimes it provokes anxiety. So I want to let our listeners, I want to give them a little background and just a way of looking at it, because I think it keeps our our anxiety down when we keep perspective about data. Now, I want you to know I'm not a data person. I wasn't a data person until about, it started about 15 years ago when I was sitting at the kitchen table and said to my husband, I want to get a doctorate, and he said, why? And I said, so that the Christmas card say Mr. or Dr. and Mr., I get top billing. And he said, okay, sounds good to me. And really not a good reason. But when I started the classes, the first professor said, you will never think about things the same way. And I had no idea what she was talking about, but she was right.
Wow.
I learned about data. I learned that the way people phrase things and where they get the information is not always directly aligned with the facts. So I'm going to give you an example. This is a true statement. Do you know that a study showed that there's a close correlation to the increase of ice cream sales and deaths by drowning? Mike, did you know that?
I had not thought of that before.
Well, yeah, it's true. There's research that shows that they both go up simultaneously. Which, when I said that way, sounds like cause and effect, which really meant that, oh, my goodness, I either have to stay out of the water or not eat ice cream. But the data, that statement doesn't tell the whole story. The whole story doesn't. It is that both increase in the summertime. They're not related to each other. They're related to something outside of themselves.
Okay.
So when it gets hot, people swim, and they like ice cream. One does not cause the other.
That's good.
Pardon me?
That's good.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, boy.
Well, and I saw something online today that was selling something that will increase your intelligence. Great. It was all a bunch of vague statements that, you know, they wanted to sell something. So what we know is data is facts and statistics gathered together. Sometimes they're coded into computers. And there are sometimes facts making the basis for reasoning. So we want to make sure that we know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. What's really the truth here? Is everything defined the same way? I read a statistic about the coronavirus not long ago, and it said that the death count was super high compared to something else. But the word count means the actual number of people who died. And they were comparing it to a percentage of a much smaller population.
Mm.
It's like saying, you know, I'm going to feed 5,000 and I'm going to feed 500. It may be true, it was true, but it didn't carry the same information.
Right.
So here's what I found out, and I really do want to let our readers know, I am not saying don't listen to people. I am not saying that is wrong. But I would always check your emotion when you hear the data. And think, okay, I've got an unusual response to this. What's the rest of the story? As much as possible, get to the original study. Look for evidence that they actually tested it or that people who really know the business reviewed it and agree. Look for, like, other research, other stories, direct quotes. Because the farther we get away from the beginning, the more likely that we've got somebody's emotion in it, their perspective, that they misquoted, that they had to restate it, and by restating it, there's a different implication. So it's really important that we take a really inquiring, serious look at research and data, because we don't want to get caught up in making impulsive decisions that are not actually what we want to do.
Exactly. That's good advice. Any final thoughts as we just about run out of time for today?
No, I think just feel free to call us at Safe Harbor Counseling, 630-466-8657. with any questions or any way that we can help.
Yeah, and you guys are there through this pandemic with telephone calls, and we invite people to go ahead and make that call, or you can go online too at safeharboril.com. Join us each Monday at the same time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll talk to you again next week.